Christiana. Friday morning, October 30, we reached Christiania, Norway, and were soon in the home of Elder A.B. Oyen, a retired and pleasant location in the suburbs of the city. Here the household language was our own familiar English, and it almost seemed that we were once more in our native America. At Christiania, we have a church of 120 members, and here is located our Scandinavian publishing house. The new mission printing house and meeting hall were not completed, and part of the old building, which Elder Madison bought 6 years ago and in which were the printing house and meeting hall, had been torn down to give place to the new. Therefore, we had no hall of our own that was suitable for meetings, but the good Templars very kindly gave us the free use of their hall, which would seat over 300. About 200 attended the meeting Sabbath afternoon, and in the afternoon 100 assembled to celebrate the ordinances of the Lord's house. A large hall belonging to a workmen's society had been hired for Sunday forenoon, and I addressed an attentive congregation of about 1,400. The hall was crowded, and many went away unable to obtain an entrance. Tuesday we went about 30 miles from Christiania to Drammen, a city of several thousand inhabitants, where there is a church of 20 members. Here, as in other places, it was difficult to obtain a good hall. But the best in the place was secured, a hall used for balls and concerts, about 36 by 80 feet in size, with a narrow gallery on each side, and a huge stove in each end. There was no pulpit nor place for one. 6 beer tables brought in from an adjoining room served to make a platform. A square carpet was thrown over this platform, and another table set on top for light stand and pulpit, while steps were made with chairs and stools. We doubt if the hall or beer tables were ever put to so good use before. The people came and filled the seats, the galleries, and all the standing room, and listened with the best of attention while I spoke to them of the love of Christ and his life of sacrifice. Wednesday and Friday evenings, another hall was secured in Christiania, and I spoke to about 500 each evening.